start came from tonight?
I think Lowry's goal had a lot to do with it. You're worried about the game back after a trip. I wasn't as concerned about that because of the situation that all teams are in at this time of year. And then we got some pucks to the net. We have in the past that haven't gone our way. We got some pucks to the net. The power play really moved the puck very, very well. Real good shots, though, like Scheifele shots, spectacular. And pucks to the net is kind of a focus for us right now, so we got off to a good start.
And then a word, if you don't mind, about Blake Wheeler. I mean, he delivered the winning goal on Saturday, and he's right in the thick of delivering the result again tonight.
You know, individually, I thought he was just really good Saturday, but as a line, that whole line tonight, every time we put him on the ice, really something good happened, or they were close. That 4-1 goal was huge. You know, 5-2, the things that you never think you should have to talk about your goaltender was real good, and then going from 3-1 to 4-1 changed the game, I felt, from the bench and really for the rest of the night.
Speaking of that line and your first line, basically all year you've had quite a knack for finding different combinations that work. Is that you just knowing this team, or is it they know each other so well, anything will work?
Good performances by players. The Scheifele-Wheeler combination was good for long stretches last year. We moved it around this year to try to, we went through a stretch, we weren't getting a lot of offense going, and they were good. Well, you know, wherever Blake's gone and played, he's played well, but Mark and Blake have a chemistry. I think Mark has really stepped up his game here in the last couple of weeks. He's faster now. He's more sure with the puck. Confidence goes a long way to that. He's feeling good with the puck. He's shooting it now. And so we saw so many of those shots early in the year crack the post for him. You know, he got a lot of those shots off, and now they're starting to go in. So those two, it's just a real good, safe pair to put on the ice. And because of their speed, they're hard to handle.
This is a similar game to that Kings game in that you were playing a good team that was right with you in the standings. Are you able to, I know you like to enjoy them and move on, but are you able to take some pride in the way your team's able to put it to good teams like that?
I didn't love the last 30 minutes of that hockey game. I like the result, and I expect that a team in their situation with that skill level will come at us the way they did through the last 30 minutes of the game. I thought we made life harder on ourselves than we had to. I thought our goaltender was really, really good. But you're going to have that stretch. There's so much emotion that goes into these games. You get that big lead, and it's almost inevitable that you see it. The other team, because of where they're at, they're going. They're throwing everything at the net. Their risk profile changes completely. Yours changes completely. So there were parts of that game in the second half that we won't be bragging about, but we started needing a win, and we got the win, and that's the most important piece. Then we got some really good goaltending. You go back and look, it's a different view from the bench. The number that he just got a piece of that we're in tight that he made that you may not have noticed, our goaltender was very good tonight.
He did it to me again. The last 30 minutes of the game, you said you didn't like a lot of the last 30 minutes.
There were parts of the game we just didn't skate and move the puck as well as I think we would have needed to counteract what they were doing.
Right, so it's more of the skating. You would have liked to see more skating to counter their attack, I guess.
Just be quicker on some pucks. That's not the story of the night. That's just me finding something to complain about.
You got a good soundbite from me before about an easy decision to go back to that guy in net. Are you confident about who you're going to put in net for Thursday?
We're going to put a good goaltender in the net every night for the rest of the year.
Is there any update on Dustin Byfuglien just because he didn't take the warm up and
he was ready to go and he got through the morning skate, but there sometimes you gotta pull a guy back a little bit, and I just didn't think it was the right time for him to come in. There's also, you know, you put two guys in at the same time. We got healthy guys. We want to be sure with Dustin when he comes back in, he doesn't go back out.
Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you want to talk about Andrei Pavlik tonight. So you went back to him. There's a million second guessers out there. How did you feel about it before the game, and what did you see that you really liked tonight?
The same game that he played in Tampa. You know, he's the same game that he played in St. Louis. You know, he was just aggressive, trying to find pucks. He was fighting. the Tampa Bay game was a big game because of what had happened. When he got through that game with the win, you know, his confidence has to be high and strong. And it was easy decision to come back with him. And it has nothing to do with Michael. You know, I know when Mike goes back in the net, and he's gonna give us a real strong game. But Pav came off the bench in a difficult game, saw a lot of action, had a terrible thing happen to him, and then showed all the toughness you need to know about a man in that game in Tampa. He was really good.